Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On Fox News, it was last night or the night before, I noticed it today, Lou Dobbs, the commentator, was talking about the estimate of 3,000 people killed because of those hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico a year ago. The president said 3,000 people did not die because of the hurricanes in Puerto Rico when he left. And that was after the storm. It was a dozen or two. It wasn't that many people. These numbers are so fishy.
If a person died for any reason, like old age, just add them on to the list. Bad politics. I love Puerto Rico. The president, by the way, is right. The study the president alluded to is one produced last month by the Milken Institute at George Washington University. Almost a year later, the number went from 65 people killed to 2,975 people. The finding wasn't the result of a death toll count, a body count, nor a study of death certificates, but a public health study that subtracted the number of people who theoretically should have died over the same period from the number of people who were reported dead. After the report came out on August 28th, Puerto Rico's Democratic governor officially revised the death toll from 65 to the new estimate. Why not the Harvard study back in June that found deaths related to the hurricane fell within a narrow range? Are you ready? A narrow range from about 800 to more than 8,000 people. By the way, that's also an abstract and unconnected to any evidence estimate that even the liberal Washington Post found ludicrous.
So the president was right, and Lou Dobbs is just incredulous. These numbers are crazy and all over the map. He referred to that Harvard study, and it dawned on us that when that study came out, we talked to one of the principal researchers of it, a guy named Dr. Sachit Balsari, who is a researcher at Harvard's FXB Center for Health and Human Rights. And he joins us again on WGN Radio. Doctor, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. Good to be back.
What's your reaction to the president's tweet and to what Lou Dobbs said on Fox News?
I think the data speaks for itself, and this is a fairly settled matter. We know that thousands of people continue to die after this storm, and our study shows that the majority of those deaths, at least one-third of them, were attributed to interrupted health care.
I do remember when you and I spoke, though, and the number was the way Lou Dobbs described it. There was 800 to several thousand, and if you picked a spot in the middle, it was 3,000 or 4,000. And,
right.
and that's what you and I talked about last time, right?
Right. And so, you know, because of the sample size of our survey and because mortality or death is not a frequent event, the confidence intervals, that is the range, was very wide. The more people you sample, the more precision one would get. But this was a survey that was done very quickly because at that point the government had not released the death records, and there was all this controversy in the media about what the deaths were, and therefore we employed what is a fairly standard practice in disasters when other registry data are not available, which is household-based surveys.
I see. Well, so you did the survey and then extrapolated a number, but since mm-hmm. then, are the numbers better? It's not just an extrapolation from a limited survey, but
they all seem to coincide. I mean, the GW number is very much within our confidence interval. They have looked at the actual number of deaths based on the records that they have access to, and subtracted it from what the baseline should be around that time of the year, and they come up with this number that's close to 3,000. We've done additional analysis with these data that have since then been publicly available, and we've, again, as we have in the past, posted those online. So the senior statistician on our team, Dr. Rafa Rizari, has done additional work. It is easily searchable online. There are links to it from our website that continue to show these sustained high deaths.
So we're talking about 3,000 more deaths over a six-month period. Is that right?
I don't know at what point the GW study stops counting, but it is several months after Hurricane Maria.
And the point was that here's how many people would normally die in that time frame. Here's how many people died. And the president says, well, look, if somebody's dies in that time frame from old age mm-hmm. or they get hit by a car, then you add them to the list, and that seems to be inappropriate.
Well, GW has not commented on how they died. All they're saying is that we had all these excess deaths beyond the baseline that seemed to be outside of the range of normal fluctuation. We all know that not exactly the same number of people die every year, but this is a lot more than was expected, and that is all they're reporting at this point.
So what was it then? So you're right, maybe somebody did get hit by a car, was going to die of old age, but whatever it is, something mm-hmm. happened to cause 3,000 more people to die than normally would have in the same time frame. So then you say, what is it? Oh, we had a hurricane. Well, then what happened as a result of the hurricane to cause these people to die? Was it lack of access to water or what?
So based on our study, which was, you know, a couple of months prior to GW, so based on the data available then and our sample size, it looked like it was one third of those deaths were because of interrupted access to health care. So, you know, you didn't have electricity and so didn't have access to your breathing machine or couldn't get to the dialysis center. There was road access issue, or the center was closed, or the healthcare providers were not able to reach there. We all know that there was prolonged loss of electricity, water, and cell phone coverage in Puerto Rico for several months. The GW study, I believe, is going to also look into the individual causes of death, and there might be additional information, but those questions are better directed to that team.
Yeah. I don't know. It just kind of makes me sad to see the government take science and throw it out the window, or math in your case. This conversation you and I have is barely at my level to understand, and maybe some people are listening to this going, you know, whatever, yada, yada, yada. They don't get it. They don't understand it. This is boring to them, and it sounds suspect, especially when the president wants to just throw it out because it's not good for him. I just wonder what your comment is on that sort of culture that we have right now.
Well, I think it's important more so to let science and the numbers and facts speak for themselves, and hope that people are discerning enough to come to their own conclusions.
And your conclusion is what?
That we will continue to see increased wind and water storms around the world, certainly in the United States, and that the Puerto Rico data show that our communities might be very unprepared, especially for the longer-term impacts of these kinds of storms if infrastructure is disrupted, because we as a society are more dependent on these infrastructural services.
Sure. Well, that's what FEMA said, that they just weren't prepared. I mean, whatever the president wants to believe, even his own federal emergency management people said, we dropped the ball on this one. The president said, though, that they didn't have electricity there to begin with. They did, but they didn't have a confident grid, and when that got knocked out for several months, that was the problem, but that was their fault. They need to have better electricity. Okay, I see that as half true, but also, isn't it the job of the federal emergency management people or the government of the United States to be up to the task? If that's the challenge, then maybe you ought to say, okay, that's the challenge, and how are we going to be better than that? And by 3,000 lives, we were not. Yeah, this sounds like a political statement, I'm sure, to you, but I wonder if you would at least grant that the president has a point there, that those people were living on the margin anyway, and that it wasn't our lack of preparation, but their own, you know, poor infrastructure.
Well, vulnerable people deserve even more protection. So if we identify groups of people in the United States that are likely at more risk to the same hazards as other people because of poor infrastructure at baseline or the access to services or not that they otherwise have, I think it is even more important for the government agencies responsible for their protection to be doubly prepared.
You folks at Harvard over there, is this a liberal organization I'm talking to? Do you have a political axe to grind here, doctor?
Absolutely not. Science is politically neutral. I can assure you that Harvard has its share of thinkers, researchers, and students across the political spectrum.
Dr. Satya Balsari is a researcher at the Harvard FXB Center for Health and Human Rights. It's nice to talk to you again, doctor. Keep doing what you do over there. I appreciate your time and explanation.
Thank you very much, John. Bye.
Have a good day.